Commissioner Wirth? Present. Thank you. We have a quorum, Mr. Chair.
Thank you very much, Maria.
I'm going to read the announcement. Each member of the board here today will be entitled to receive $100 per meeting attended, up to a maximum of $500 per month per agency. This amount is provided as a result of convening a meeting for which each member is entitled to collect such amount. Thank you.
No, thank you. Could we have the motion for the consent?
So moved.
We got a motion. Do we have a second?
Second.
Is there any dissent? That motion passes without objection. So we'll go now to item number four. We've got a fiscal year 2011-12 and 12-13 toll bridge program operating capital budgets. Peter, good morning.
Good morning, Commissioners. Peter Lee with BATA staff. I'm here today to present a revised fiscal year 11-12 BATA budget, as well as the fiscal year 12-13 toll bridge operating budget for your review and referral to the authority for approval. In general, nothing has really changed much from what I presented last month to this committee. We did make some minor changes to the 12-13 operating budget. It's noted in the memorandum. It's primarily to make revisions to our minor revisions to our staffing line item, as well as our auditing line item. We also made a minor revision to the Transbay Transit Terminal maintenance funding that we provide to the Joint Powers Authority over there to reflect a 3.5% statutory increase. And we also provide an updated toll bridge rehabilitation program that's attached in your resolution 104 that covers a 10-year rehabilitation program for the toll bridges in the Bay Area. I can go into much more detail, or I'll leave it to you. Like I said, there hasn't been much change from the draft I presented in detail last month.
Any questions? Not seeing any questions. So you're looking for a passage of the two resolutions, or
yes,
resolution
sir.
One? Yeah, two resolutions, 98 and 104?
Yes.
May I have a motion?
Move approval, Mr. Chair.
Second. We have a motion and a second. Any discussion? Any dissent? That motion passes without objection. Thank you, Peter. You're on a roll, so why don't we roll into the toll bridge seismic retrofit program?
Yes, good morning, Commissioner. I have item number five is the May 2012 progress report on the toll bridge projects that we have ongoing. I'm just going to run through some slides. If you've driven across the Bay Bridge recently, seen quite a bit of activity, particularly with the suspender cables. We have pretty much installed most of our suspender cables. If you take a quick picture here, you'll see that they are currently draping vertically down from the main cable. They're currently in dropping straight down, but in the final configuration, recall that it will attach to the sides of the roadway deck, and then it will pull the cable out towards the outside shoulders of the roadway deck. We are pretty much on schedule to meet our Labor Day 2013 opening. Our next major activity, well, this is a detail of the cable band, sorry, I'm going kind of quick. That this is suspender bands as it goes over to cable brackets. The next major activity we have, we actually need to move the main cable out a little bit so we can complete a portion of the deck. So we're going to have this, what we're calling a little swing out area here. We built a structure here that will pull the main cable out approximately 15 feet or so to make clearance to complete the roadway deck in this area. So once that happens, we'll be able to connect all the, well, we'll be in also in the process of connecting all the suspender cables and perform what we're calling load transfer, hopefully by the end of August. Moving on, we also this is an additional detail of the swing out arm that we've installed on the bridge. So basically, this will connect onto the main cable and pull the main cable over to the side to allow us to finish the roadway deck in here. So that's the next major activity that we have on the SAS bridge. We also have quite a bit of activity inside the bridge itself. You don't see a lot of workers out there at times, but there are actually quite a few that are working inside the bridge as we speak, installing all the electrical, mechanical, and plumbing systems that are inside the bridge, and they're working there. I also like to report on the Dumbarton Bridge that we had a successful closure and rehabilitation or retrofit work performed over the Memorial Day 2012 weekend. We completed it a few hours early. I just also want to note that we do have another planned closure of the Dumbarton Bridge on Labor Day weekend to perform similar work in the other, on the other side of the bridge to install a seismic joint. I'm going to now hand it off to Andy, who's going to address the letters that are before you.
Good morning, Commissioners. Andy Fremier, Deputy Executive Director of Operations. What I wanted to do was just spend a couple minutes updating you on the information that has been in the papers surrounding a story that's actually been in the works for quite a while. If you remember, sometime last year, a Caltrans inspector was found to have done falsified data relative to foundation testing on various bridges around the state. The Bay Bridge was implicated in that discussion, and there's been quite a bit of work investigating whether or not there's any particular problems with tower foundations at the SAS. And the bottom line is there's no indication, regardless of what the B article has said, that there has been a problem on the foundations, and there's been quite a bit of thorough study done. The Oversight Committee directed the peer review panel, the Seismic Safety Peer Review Panel, to take a look at the record of information and make a determination as to whether or not the foundations are competent and safe. Their determination was that it is, that the records indicate that the work was done properly. The B, though, has continued to deliver a story that has a lot of information in it. What I have in front of you is two responses that the director of Caltrans, Malcolm Daugherty, has given, one to Senator DeSaunier, another letter to the B asking for a retraction to their story. That discussion between the B and the Caltrans is continuing on, and I would expect that there's going to be some more information over time relative to the back and forth on the information. But as I said, the peer review panel has come back and reported that they believe that the work was done properly and that the SAS towers are in good shape. In addition, when the POC asked the peer review panel to take a look at the SAS bridge foundations, they also asked them to take a look at two other bridges in the seismic program that were that had some time charged to them by the same inspector. And so they are now looking at, Caltrans is producing information and will produce it for the peer review panel for them to analyze both the west approach in San Francisco and the Benicia Martinez new spans. We don't have a timeline for when that report work will be done, but we are trying to get it expedited so we can get closure to those two bridge foundations also. Again, there does not appear to be any evidence that this inspector did work on these bridges that was critical to the foundation inspection, but he did charge time to them and did produce some amount of work relative to the bridge. And so I'd be happy to answer any questions if there are some, and I know Bijan's here too if he's got anything he would like to add.
Any questions? Yes, Bijan?
I just wanted to...
Good morning. I just wanted to reiterate what Andy said with respect to, first of all, the falsification, that the falsification was related to one technician's work. It was on three bridges, and none of them were on the Bay Bridge or the toll bridges. And with respect to the article in the B, there are some serious false misinformation in the BE report. Every concrete pile in the bridge was tested rigorously. It meets all of the standards of safety, and the bridge is safe. We're actually having also a webinar to provide some technical information this Friday at 10 o'clock, and I think there was a press release that was put out on that. I think it is important for the public to know that we take these matters of safety of our bridges very seriously, and that we are satisfied with all of the tests that were done on these bridges, and that the bridge is safe.
Thank you, Bijan. Okay, no other questions? So I have no speaker cards, so that concludes the business before the BATA Oversight Committee for today, and we'll adjourn this meeting to Wednesday, July 11th, 2012 at 9:30.